very best to all. We hope 1970 is a very good year for everybody. Brings lots of happiness, prosperity, and as we were saying, up frequency there a little bit, a peace to everybody. So,
Phil, W1GGV, Beverly, Massachusetts.
I don't know how you'll make out, Kim, but I know that Senator Green's going to be around real quick. Some of these old cooks, you know, they're getting rejuvenated. You say, well, the old boys are at the end, but you know, sure what? These kids have got these guys all lined up now, so they say, well, they don't let these kids do this. We're going out and have a ball, too. So there may be some delinquents due to the fact they're going out showing the retail as they look, sir.
Jim, W1QHS. Litchfield, New Hampshire.
I used to work in East Hartford. I had some relatives there in Vernon and Rockville. So we're familiar with that area, all right. And so, you know, the season is pretty bad, but I have a long wire in front of me. It's not pointed down your way. I'm going to try to get another one up this weekend. But this one favors east and west more than it does north and south. So that's probably the reason. And of course, up in this part of the band, we have to keep the power down a little bit there.
QW1UV, Conway, Massachusetts.
And I heard you fellas are going, and it just dawned on me that maybe the fire was the farmer's nest. Having a New Year's party, so I called in. Very unusual for me to be on at nighttime. I don't know why I get, I get a whack at 160 and 75 half the morning every day, so I kind of get myself a wireless machine. Well, we got a temperature up here about, somewhere around 15, 16, 17, 18. You put more or less, you'll hit it. On the snappy side, we got about 3 inches of new snow, 3 inches of new white stuff to add to what we had, which wasn't as much as it was in some places, because we were on a dividing line between rain and snow. We got some of ours is rain and some of it is snow. Not enough freeze-on rain to knock our power out, and but enough so that it knocked down the amount of snowfall. But everything has all been cleaned up. The town plows have been all out, and they've got everything all cleaned up for tomorrow or tonight. We've been out tonight. Another friend of mine, another old fellow that I've known ever since I was a kid. He's a bachelor, where I'm a widower, he's an old batch. I've known him ever since I was a kid. In other words, he and I were born and brought up in the same town and have spent most of our life here. And we go out to supper once in a while, and tonight is Howard Johnson's fish fry night, so we went over town and went to fish fry. Got a belly full of fried fish. Fried flounder. So, that's that. I'm not going to hold it. I'll do a little listening. If it's 2 hours, I may not come back. One thing I'm going to do is set my alarm clock so I won't fall asleep. And I want to wake up and hear Kyle Lombardo play Old Lang Syne again. I've heard it for so many years now that New Year's Eve wouldn't be complete. I suppose he's going to play. I hope so anyway. The sweetest music this side of heaven. Yes, Sam, a lot of those calls I can remember. I can remember a lot of them. I can remember working them, hearing them. Yep. I'll pass the word along to everyone, DQ. I work him most every night down on 30.
little group of going down there on 3840, W1MLT, W1NCX, myself, W1DQ, W3WL, W1NOQ. And we have about a half an hour go around down there, and I'll tell DQ that I heard his name called on the on the has-beens on the old farmer's net. I haven't run into JB or APK lately. He's around in the daytime quite a lot, 75. I just haven't happened to run into him. But I've talked to him quite a number of times the last few weeks. And my friend W1DIZ over the next town gave me a QST back in 1932, something like that, where they had the outstanding stations, you know, and that was W1APK. Boy, that was some piece of equipment in those days because it was all home-built. And today, home-built stuff is a rarity.
Jack, W1AXL, Claremont, New Hampshire.
It's cold in New Hampshire, down to below zero right now. I don't know how much below. It's reading zero here on my thermometer right outside the window. And that is close to the house. I'm sure the government weather thermometer up in the field is at zero or below. Crystal clear night, and we had about 3 inches of more snow today. Brings our, well, what's settling it did yesterday, brings our on the level of depth at 26 inches. And I just woke up, Sam, so I said, come, I wasn't here. I've been up, I got up this morning at 2 o'clock, and I hadn't been back to bed until I took a nap here around, 7:30. I didn't get home till around 6 o'clock, I guess. It was quite late. I was up at 2 o'clock with what we call up here in the country, Sam, the flying axe handles. And so I was pretty darn sleepy after I ate my supper there, and I fell asleep and woke up here about 20 minutes to 10, I guess it was. Can you imagine that? So I'm good here for a half an hour anyway. I ought to be able to stay awake. All the calls you mentioned there, fine, I don't remember IUI's call as Floyd or Lloyd now without looking back somewhere in a book, maybe. And North Windham, though, we used to have a couple old cottages up there that used to be in on the farmer's net years ago, occasionally. And I can't remember one of the calls. Kington Helen, W1IYP, by golly, it just came to me. Kington Helen, what's the last name, Mary? Seavey. No, that's Clyde. That's, is that right? Tink Seavey? Yeah, Clyde and Helen. I guess we called him Tink. That was it. That's right. And it was, Basil and B, W1TB. What were they called now? No, I mean his name. Pardon me. Well, I'd have to look there, but there were a couple old timers that used to occasionally get in on the farmer's net. I think Basler was more active on the old Crazy Crystal net, and of course on the Seagull net, the old main Seagull net too, as was Tink there. Tink was a red hot Democrat from down east, and his wife was a true staunch Republican. And Bill, you mentioned KPZ. I always remember him as Mac. His name was Mac Sheehy, I think. And KBQ, that one I don't remember offhand without doing a little thinking here. My mind's kind of foggy, Sam.
W1WDU, Spike, Colerain, Massachusetts.
Thanks very much, gentlemen, for letting me in. And New Year's greetings, first off, to all you gentlemen and to any of the XYLs that happen to be listening. I thought my thermometer was wrong, Jack. It was six above, and then you more or less confirmed it for me when you said it was around zero up there. It certainly has dropped since this afternoon. Jack, I worked a half a day today. We only worked till noon. So we're still having time on. Everybody's signals so far have been right up to the top, fine copy all around. And no problem at all. And glad for the opportunity to call in. I have not received the card as yet, Sam, but we'll look forward to it. About 3 or 4 inches of snow here also. Enough so that I spent a goodly part of my free afternoon cleaning off the roof here, the piazza and kitchen roof. It really built up a lot of ice. Sam, that was a federal telegraph and telephone and telegraph, DX-58. And I still have no diagram or information on it. But thanks very much for the effort, that's for sure. And I've been trying to make this as authentic as possible, the Old Farmer's Net. I'm listening to you fellows on an old RCA Radiola horn speaker, UZ1320 model. That was the feedback you heard. I got it sitting right in front of me here, right close to me. One of the old-fashioned horn speakers. I'm feeding the output of the receiver into a monotone, and then the speaker's plugged into that. So you sound just like you did 30, 40 years ago, HI. Well, I make no comment on the weather. Jack, if you'd seen me there about mid-afternoon there, I covered with snow cleaning off the roof. I would have got the money somehow if I had to borrow it, if I thought you'd go with me. But I'd be afraid to go alone, see, and I still might take you up on that. So don't make too many little offers there. You may find yourself on the way down south to visit some of your old ham friends there. Yeah. Keep it moving right along here. There's no other particular comments, I guess. So we want to hear how everybody sounds on this old horn speaker.
W1EFN, Walt, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Yeah. Boy, I've been looking up here calls like nobody's business. Wait till I get it out here in front of me now. Here's a guy sounds familiar, Jack. W1WDU and the New Year's party on the Farmer's Net, this W1EFN. And I've been looking up W2FFN, but I guess I better look up W8FFN in the 1930 call book, and it only goes to W8FFF. And, no, I haven't heard Hasselon since last fall, I think. Well, about a year ago. About a year since I've heard Hasselon. And I was up to see Hassel about 3 years ago, or 4 years ago. When was it, Jack? We were up to see you at the same time. 3 or 4 years ago, we was up there to see Hassel, and he was painting then. He had given up farming. We stayed overnight up at Hassel's place, me and Bob, K2QWB. Yeah. And old Bob there, he's just about out of the post office business, supposed to be right after the New Year's, I guess. And he's going to live with another old man over in East Nassau, New York, who was another musician.
and they're going to play themselves to death. Yep, and that's what they're going to do. I'm going to try to get them back into ham radio. Yeah, I know they'll be playing all the time, but I got to go over and see them someday. But I was going to go over last week, and all I did was shovel snow and couldn't get out of the drive half the time anyway. Didn't get my drive open until yesterday. Yeah, I got it open yesterday here since Christmas. It hadn't been open since Christmas Day until yesterday. And then we got about 4 inches of snow in it, and I scraped it out tonight. But I got to shovel it over the snowbanks on the sides tomorrow morning. Stopped snowing here about, I don't know, 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon. And I went out and I scraped it up before anybody got tracking it up. And I did, out of the driveway, I did shovel all that out.
Well, you could drive in and leave your car at the bottom of the hill if you wanted to. But nobody, I guess, has.
Although one of my boys might have come in that way because he was out working. He had to work a half a day, and his driver might have brought him in there and backed out. Yeah, and by golly, imagine all them big squash you got up there, Jim. Some of them have some real big seeds in them, and by golly, you ought to roast them up and package them up and sell them, you know. By golly, you can make money there selling roasted squash seeds.
I got 8 to 4 months, 8 to 5 months, you know, inside.